you know what time it is, people. It's the live stream show. We're doing this properly every single Wednesday. Welcome to the Kellervision live show. I go by the name of the man himself, the host of the most, doing it more often than we should do. It's the 49th episode with you, Adam and Eve. Tell me how many of you are out there. Leave your comments. Tell us what you are, where you are, what you're doing, and who you're doing it with. You know the coup. You know the drill. We're doing this all the time. We're doing this all the time. This is like our regular get-together on the National Hump Day, which is currently under COVID lockdown, but we're here to make your days a lot more happier, you know, with all the music and all of the street culture you'd ever want in your whole entire life. Lisa Marie, how are you feeling? Oh, she's struggling a little bit. She is struggling a little bit. Guam, how are you?
Fantastical. Busy time. Yes, straight green.
Green with envy are we, that we are able to be casted out into the wide world, courtesy of yourself, you know what I mean? Going from A to B,
boom,
and sending it up there in perfect fashion.
Just come out of Pentatonics land. Pentatonics, check them out. Very, very good vocal group. Yeah. Just come out for a big live stream of them. And they're very good.
That's awesome. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, fantastic.
I love it. I love it. Beatbox taking over the world, as you know. And for those of you who don't know about this show, welcome. Make yourselves at home. Big shout out to the Graffiti Kings crew. Unfortunately, we do not have Concrete Hustle on the battle today. They were late on an entry and they just couldn't make it into the live stream. But big up Emotions, big up Concrete Hustle each and every time. Man, have we got a great show for you guys. Trust me. Tell us where you are, gang, where are you at, people? Let's do this. We have Rotations, which is killers, a couple of new tunes on there, which I'm like, well, yeah, that's the shit. I know anything like it with this one particular one. Lisa found this one, it's so sick. What's their names? Corpse's Husband. Yeah, super sick. Okay, then we've got Kish Cash unwrapping the W Taps with Doc Martens collaboration. This is a world premiere from my G Kish Cash on the fashion tip. Then we have SJ News Unlocked. Then we got Sweat 71 and CMP 1. Hold tight. Copenhagen's finest coming in crystal clear for the podcast this Thursday. Tomorrow, they go live at 9 a.m. This is an excerpt to it. You're going to love it. Then we have Concept from the Ground in L.A. Hold tight, Connie. This is going to be a big one too. We've also got B-Boy Documents from a Black on Black documentary from 1985. That's right. We're doing it way back Wednesday, strictly for the hip-hop culture. Then we have Graffiti Kings with Travis MBTS on a profile report. Big shout-out to Graffiti Kings. Once again, everybody joining us there, big shout-outs to yourself. Tell us where you are in the world. And then we have Reach One and myself as part of his birthday. Happy birthday, Reach One. We've got a live performance with me and him as well. So without further ado, let's get the show on the road. Let's get the conversations a-popping. And let's have ourselves a pretty half hour. G, let's go to Rotations. Send them up.
She want peanut punch, here's some peanuts, thanks. Grab an envelope, that gets sealed up, stamps. Mr. SM1, nigga, we the catch. Glass shattered, gums bleed. Fucking never clear eyes, red mind race. Fucking wish that you were here. I was really fucking hoping it'd be different this year.
What's good? Right, I have another wicked unboxing for you, and this one is courtesy of my fan from Dr. Martens, who have, I think, provided me with the privilege of giving the first look in the world at the forthcoming Double Taps collaboration. Now, this sort of partnership dates back to 2007. This is the third time that we're seeing Double Taps and Dr. Martens team up. The first one was in 2007, then followed up 3 years later in 2010. Now, to help celebrate the 60th anniversary of the 1460 boot. So iconic, right? 60 years of these Doc Martens, it's insane. They've teamed up once again. So, the boots, Now, these are absolutely wicked, as you'd expect, because, you know, Double Tap's one of my favorite Japanese streetwear brands. Dr. Martin's one of my favorite footwear brands. Yo, it's a look. It's an absolute look. Now, Double Taps never do things by halves, and they always try to flip things up, and they've done it impeccably with this. You know, definitely paying due reverence to the home of the world bootmakers, Northampton. Yo, if you want anything boots, Northampton is where it's at in terms of shoemaking and in terms of bootmaking. It's legendary. Right, all your favorite brands are from there. But anyway, right, to the boots. Now, these are absolutely exquisite. Check that out. The quality of the leather, as you'd expect from a Dr. Martin's boot, is apparent even from this far away. And then I bring it even closer so you can check out how smooth that is. Look at that. Now, one of the first things that's apparent, there's no laces. What we have here are the military-inspired clips that Double Taps have added as their little touch to this DNA. Then we have the exposed steel toe cap, which was first seen in the Bathing Ape collaborations. But look at that, the double T right there in your face. And then we flip it to the side. The embossing here, well, that is the coordinates for the Double Tap store in Tokyo. What a wicked touch. And you have the classic Airwear sole. 60 years of this bad boy. And the thing is, it's not the usual color. This is in black to give these a stealth look. Now, one of the key things that you might be wondering, if this is the first time you're seeing them, is when are they going to be available? Well, this is the thing. There's only going to be 1,460 pairs, as with all the previous Dr. Martin's collabs that have come out this year in celebration of this amazing anniversary, this amazing milestone. Well, the date for your diary, mark it in your calendars. November the 28th is when these bad boys are available at select accounts only, all right? So there you go. Shouts to my Dr. Martin's fan for looking out. Shouts to Double Taps for killing it once again. And to you people, stay safe and stay healthy. One love.
If you're coming around these parts, you want to know about my G, Sweat and CMP, one inside the place. OG Business Inside, how are we, boys?
We're good.
Really good.
He stayed at my house and met the family and all of this stuff. Then I went to see him and meet his family. And then we went together to New York to see the TMT family. Mm-hmm. And I had to meet all the presidents and all these the older guys.
Blew my mind. I love a man who knows how to do a countdown. Big shout out to G. Big shout out to all the regulars, all the crew, all the gang. Who's inside, Lisa Marie? Oh, tight, Ashley. Blacka, blacka, blacka. Christina, come on. Gang, all over the place. Hold tight, Anthony. Big shout out to Nutbusters. I see you, Dave Elliott. I see you, Tripper. Hold tight, Normski, my boy, Normski. Oh, Mr. Brown's inside as well, isn't he? Hold tight, Anthony. Blacka, blacka. I see SJ as well. That's inside. Anybody else? You kidding? Hold tight, Mandy. I see you. Yeah, big up, Mandy. Listen, we've got some. Tell us where you are in the world. Tell us what's going on. We do this every Wednesday. It's a television live show, street culture, and more. We're throwing it up there, swinging it to bat. It's coming straight into your eyes and ears on your laptop or one of these thingies. You know how we do it. Listen, we ain't got time to muck about around here. We've got such a heavy, heavy, heavy show. We've got a few GoFundMe and crowd support things coming up in the next few. Plus, I've got some really, really, really big news to tell you because next week's our 50th episode of the live show. And sake, we have one hell of a surprise for you guys. Trust me, you are not ready for this surprise. It's a banger. Not to mention 200th episode of the podcast, Tuesdays and Thursdays. 200th episode last week. How's that, eh? That's not too bad going for someone who didn't realize he had 200 friends. And he's only getting bigger, man. I'm going to tell you next time around, after this VT, I'm going to tell you exactly who we got on for the next 200. Hold tight. Right, let's get into it. SJ is on the ground in the UK giving you all the updates, all the rotations, the whole works from her side of the world. SJ, 3, 2, 1. Let's have it.
Let the games begin.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another SJ's News Unlock. I'm in a different part of my room, still quarantining. there's not much to look at today around me. But it might be kind of nice to be in a different part of the room. There's been some new music out that I wanted to bring to your attention if you haven't listened already. So there's the new Kid Boogie Tech 9 track that is now out. In My Soul is what it's called. That came out on Friday last week and it was magical. I remember listening to it and was like, wow, there's some really good lyrics in there. Really good cameo from Tech 9. I think Kid Boogie, he's doing big things for the UK rap and metal scene combined. And then his album has just been pushed back, I think. Yeah, it's been pushed back from the 1st of December to the 11th. So it's still coming out next month. So that's great. And your, is that going to be on your album as well?
Of course it is, my love.
Okay, so we'll get ready for that. What else have I got going on? Oh yeah, I heard this bloody Busta Rhymes Ozzy Osbourne song track. I was like, what the hell is this? And I listened to it, yeah, and it's awful. I mean, this means war. It's awful. They sample the riff from Iron Man and it's like, what are you doing? Just stop recycling this shit. I thought the collab with, that Ozzy did with Post Malone was amazing, but I feel like this is like riding on the coattails of that, and I just think, burn it in the bin. What do you guys think? I'd quite like to know in the comments down there what you think. I mean, it brings new listeners to like older artists like Ozzy Osbourne, but this everyone could have done without. It's just shit. Just fucking bin it. Bye. Go on. See you later. Boot it. Boot it. Yeah, so a friend of a friend, Crafty, he is number one in the UK hip hop and rap charts with a song called Letter to Corbin, and it's doing really, really well. That's fucking awesome. Considering he hasn't got like bare followers or anything, he's like doing bits. Big up, Crafty. That's about all I have time for today. Hope you all keeping well. Peace. See you on the other side.
Yeah, hold tight, SJ Live, Leah Lovely, another strong edit of news and whatnot. Yeah, we got some heavy shit coming up in the next couple of weeks, as I quite rightly pointed out. But first of all, let's get into some fund me and crowdfunding exercises, activities and all that good stuff. First of all, Matt the Alien, my brother from North America, had a horrific accident. We're trying to support him for his medical costs. He's going through it at the moment. If you don't know about Matt the Alien, he is one hell of a superhero in the world of DJing across America and North Canada and all other places. Like you care to mention, he is one of the real ones, okay? Let's drop that one in. It's a GoFundMe. You ready for that, Lisa? 3, 2, 1. You've taken the cable out of your mic, have you? Yeah. Hey, nothing but the stick of technology around here. Have you sorted it out yet? Lisa's learning how to plug in her microphone now. But anyway, we're going to do the drop. Are you ready for that, Elise?
Yeah, no, I did it.
Okay, right. So that's already down and dropped. Okay. Next one, which was the other link I sent you, babe, which is Percy's Stafford. Hold tight, Witcher. It's one of my favourite bars in the whole entire world. If you go to England, especially if you're a touring act, this is the place you need to be. They put you up, they give you a good stage, and they give you a banging crowd. But alas, similar to a lot of cases across the world, venues are under threat. They got to GoFundMe, get involved with that. Lisa, are you ready to drop that?
Ready.
And seriously, guys, these are real, real decent causes. I wouldn't send you any no lies or any bullshit, okay? Strictly the real ones. And Percy's is another one of them. And finally, Save Trellick Hall of Fame, graffiti spot in the UK, in London. A legendary spot for films, movies, pop music, videos, the works. Everyone goes down. In 40 years or more, it's been alive and it's under threat. get yourselves into the petition and sign it, please. Lisa, are you ready with that one?
I'm ready.
And it's in there like swimwear. We're doing it, all right? Street culture and more. The television live show. We ain't mucking about while we're going in. We are going in to see concept. We're going to go on the ground in the US. Guam, let's hit the button. Let's go.
Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord. Hey, we back in live from LA. Today we're gonna go on a little. We're gonna have fun today. Look, what I'm gonna show you. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna go in here. We're gonna go in here. Look, right here. Some might know it. Some might know it as familiar. This is where I shot the Squeeze music video, right? The live performance. Here, I've been making a ton of music. I got a ton of new bops. As you might have saw on my Instagram, they now call me the Bop Maker. New videos, new things, lots of new news. We're gonna get into all that. But first, I thought we'd bring it back. I thought since I'm showing you the space, we'd go back into Squeeze. Let's get it. Squeeze.
She wanna be the man.
Squeeze.
And I just dropped my ring down the drain again. But I know that I'm a champion, always play to win. Yeah, I'ma get it fly far away from them. Cause once you start feeling all safe as when.
So, another reason why I brought that into play. Squeeze. Is because I got some really, really, really exciting news to tell you. You are the very first people to know this. Nobody knows this. It's not even gonna be announced online publicly until tomorrow. So this is exclusive for you, because I love you. My album, Champagne Connie, is being re-released as a brand new album through China. Yes, China, one of the biggest markets in the world. And tomorrow drops the first single for the album.
Champagne, champagne, champagne. My bed perfect, I'm well groomed, my headline is a half moon.
We're gonna talk about not the Mexican music that you hear playing, but we're gonna talk about artist Rumor, Maji RMR. He's really dope. Check out this live performance that I got to go catch the other day. Let's go.
I used to stress, I was chasing all the wrong things. Got in my bed, started counting all my blessings.
This is the studio dog, Champ. Champ, say what's up. Killer Keller, what's up? So today what we're going to talk about, sorry it's a little dark in here, my face is a little blue. We're going to talk about that new Common record featuring Black Thought and PJ. Say peace. Listen.
Staring into the darkness like Marcus Garvey, I'm an artist. Respect to the goddess. Some say I'm too modest because I'm the hardest. On this path to progress, there's been carnage.
Oh yeah, hold tight, concept. Once again inside the place. Lisa, how are you feeling? You feeling good?
Good.
You eating some grapes right there? You getting
up? Eating some grapes.
Did you know it's 26 years since Goldie released Metalhead's Inner City Life? Inner City Pressure. How incredible is that? Big shout out to Goldie. It's got re-released today on a higher version, better quality. If you could get better quality than the quality of that. Big shout out to Goldie, 26 years or more. That's crazy. That's crazy. I remember when it first came out. And the music keeps on rolling. Geese got some new shit. That's going to be some fire. I tell you, the new EP's killer. And yeah, we're just keeping it moving like that. There is some huge, huge news that I need to be telling you for next week. We have got the launch of something so incredibly big for Kellervision. You've just got to be in it next week. Get involved, come on the show, and listen in carefully, because there are some major, major advances that are going on. From that Thursday afterwards, 26th, what is that, Lisa? What's the date on next? Hold on, let me get this date.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, so it's the 26th. The 26th is a launch of a very, very important thing. So get involved. The night before is the Wednesday. It's the live stream show. Be prepared to have your ears fully blown and inspired. It's going to be a huge announcement. Get yourselves fucking ready. All right, kid. Yes, television live show. We're doing it like this every week. Okay, we're going to get into this. B-Boy Documents, Way Back Wednesday style. For those of you who don't know about these guys, they're the archive of all archives in street culture. And today, their Black on Black documentary from 1985 is not to be fucked. We've got Mo2 in the place. Let's go, G. Send it up.
You are tuned into B-Boy Documents.
The movement's even thrown up its own craftsmen. They have their own special techniques, like Arzak. He tends to make it up as he goes along, depending on the wall's surface.
It depends on the surface you draw on it and the size of it, because you shouldn't expect the perfect wall when you get to spray. So I tend to have the drawing memorised so as to improvise it as I can go along.
But to all the writers, a big part of the buzz is a periodic brush with the law.
Some woman saw us from a window. She started shouting out, "Stop doing this, stop doing this." And, like, we ignored her, you know what I mean, and carried on. It took about half an hour. And as soon as we finished it, like, a police car came around the corner and we got caught, you know what I mean? Like, red-handed, you know what I mean, spraying and that were.
But today, top artists like Arzak are being forced to go straight by their success. People like him and Pride of Wembley are getting commissions to put their work in places like Covent Garden's Piazza. Pride believes that there's already a distinction between ordinary graffiti writers and artists like himself.
The guys who really committed themselves to it are now kind of like seeking their reward, you could say, because like people have come to them and like asking them to do things in galleries and things like that. So they're graffiti artists.
And for one artist, this exhibition at London's ICA Gallery proves that graffiti can pay. The paintings of 24-year-old New Yorker Jean-Michel Basquiat are now fetching up to $20,000 a time. He started his artistic life as a part-time writer of graffiti, but today he's the darling of the New York art establishment. He's impressed the experts with what they regard as complex painting laden with deep significance, like this one, which has dozens of nails driven into one section of it.
And that's a reference to a tradition within some African sculpture where carvings are covered in thousands of nails, and within particular societies, the nails are supposed to carry the guilt, either collectively or individually, of members of that society.
Well, Basquiat's clearly convinced the critics. It may well be art, but is it graffiti? We put the question to the British experts.
It's very good painting for galleries, but I can't see where it's related to graffiti art.
The guy's said to be a young graffiti artist, but I don't see it as what you see on the street.
I mean, sort of like, if I wanted something like that, I could get his brother to do it for me.
B-Boy Documents.
I go by the name of Killer Keller, and on the other end, we have two fine dimes, man. Georgia Amy from the Nova Twins. What are we saying, girls?
We have.
We get comments sometimes, haven't we? Like, oh, flashy video and stuff like that. We're like, oh, wow, that video you just commented cost like £400 or £300. Not even that, do you know what I mean? And that was because it's not, people assume things about bands, but they don't actually know that what bands have to put in before they even make a penny. So
I feel that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a stereotype, that the bigger your name as an act gets, the more expectations people have? Yeah. Big shout out to the B-Boy Documents. If you're just joining us, welcome to Television Live Show. We do it every Wednesday. You need a big shout out to Gang inside the place. No mucking about. If you're listening to this on audio on a Friday, big shout out to yourselves as well. We're doing it every Tuesday and Thursday for the podcast that you just saw there. Nova Twins. Hold tight. That was last Tuesday's. Went live at 9 a.m. You can check that on all good podcast platforms. And then tomorrow we have Sweat 71 and an awesome CMP1 from Copenhagen. Some of the original OGs in graffiti. That's 9 a.m. tomorrow, Thursday. Happy birthday to Jody. Hold tight, gang. Jody, first lady representative. Come on. Big shout out to Jody inside the house and all the other gang. Now, listen. I'm going to drop some knowledge, all right? Because we were talking about the 200 episodes that we have done of the Killer Keller podcast. Let me tell you some of the names that are going to be coming in the next few weeks. We have Mixmaster Mike from the Beastie Boys. We have DJ A-Track. We have Z-Trip, DJ Z-Trip. We have Glenn Matlock from Sex Pistols. And we have a lot of other graffiti writers. It's going down. Plus fashionistas. We're keeping it moving into the 200s, baby. We ain't playing around here. Use your comments. Tell us what you're looking forward to and what you're up for. Come on then, make some noise wherever you are. We're going to get into it right now. Graffiti King's in the house. If you've missed the show so far, you're missing a trick. Kish Cash, Connie, SJ, you name it, we've already got. You can always go back and check it out later. Without further ado, let's get into some of that Graffiti King's with the awesome Travis MBTS profile piece. Let's go. Shout out to Graffiti Kings. If you're joining us on the Graffiti Kings page, big shout out to yourselves. Good to see you on here, all right? We would normally have Concrete Hustle, obviously, on a battle tip, but unfortunately, the contestants were late in delivering their goods, so we couldn't film it. We couldn't get it out, you know what I mean? They're still busy doing it. Undecided, still battling away on the floor, breakdancing, doing their thing. Yeah, that's right, breakdancing. Yeah, we do the whole thing, 360 Spectrum. And it's about to get bigger. I cannot stress to you to be ready for next week, next Wednesday. Be here because the following day, the 26th, we are launching something so epically big. I literally cannot hold my pants together. It's huge. It's massive. Get get yourselves ready. It's going to be a big one. That's next Wednesday. Get prepared. It's our 50th episode, so we are sending it up on a big birthday style. I want to send a big rest in peace to DJ Spinbad. Big shout out to yourself, Gareth, for bringing that mansion and that. That is a legendary, legendary DJ from back in the day to now. Rest in peace. Rest in peace, DJ Spinbad, with that question. And bringing forward again for the next podcast lined up, we've got a whole bunch. If you want to listen back to who we've got, it's on this show. So go rewind it back after we're done here. Lisa, how have you been for today? Was it good?
Very, very good.
Very good.
Very good.
You're very good, aren't you? She's very good. Make some noise on the comments for Lisa Marie. Hold tight. Yeah, Kellavision, we do it for you guys. If it wasn't for you guys, then shit, we wouldn't be doing it. All right. So thank you so much for joining us as ever. Big shout out to all the gang as well. All the newbies, all the crew bees, you know who you bees. Thank you very much. We're going to leave you with the birthday boy and myself. Happy birthday, Reeps One. Yow. We're going to leave you the live piece. We shall see you next Wednesday. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Make sure you are there. Big news, 50th episode. Stay lucky. Peace. Killer Keller Podcast.
Reeps One. Reeps Two.
That's it. Yeah, that's good one. Yeah.